With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Iran denies aiding Yemen's Houthis after the United States launched a wave of airstrikes against the terrorist. President Trump warns that Tehran will be held fully accountable for the Houthis' actions. They repeatedly targeted international commercial shipping in the Red Sea and launched missiles and drones at Israel, as well as American warships. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he agrees with President Trump's policies.
After attending a meeting of G7 allies that was overshadowed by tariffs and other Donald Trump trade policies, Rubio insisted that tariffs are not a hostile move against American allies. He said they're about making trade fair. The Secretary of State met with his G7 counterparts in Canada, a country that has been targeted by the president. The allies used their meeting to voice disapproval of the escalating trade war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, tornadoes and high winds have decimated homes, wiped out schools, and tossed vehicles around like toys as a monster storm systems claim the lives of at least 37 people across the central and southern U.S. Authorities fear the death toll could rise as search teams comb through the rubble. In Wayne County, Missouri, resident Dakota Henderson.
I had chainsaw through the driver's side window cutting trees. But when there was a people that was trapped in this house that's over here, they were trapped. We ended up getting his wife out that was trapped. We got her out. They like said we got Mike out. And then after we got most people accounted for that was here and got them all up to the Earth home that was up here that the guy was helping out. We ended up going through and cutting a bunch of trees out of the road to get EMS and fire department down here.
Be advised, next time you get a call about a medical appointment, you may not be talking to a person. Hospitals and clinics increasingly using AI assistants to handle scheduling and patient questionnaires, and nurses aren't happy. They're organizing demonstrations. This is SRN News. Some pro-life changes coming to the U.S. Navy, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Female sailors and Marines will no longer be given leave or travel expenses to help them terminate a pregnancy. The Navy is getting in line with new pro-life directives from President Trump. While dropping support for abortion, the service will help women seeking in vitro fertilization and other fertility treatments. Mr. Trump vowed to get the federal government out of the abortion business when he was campaigning, and now he's doing so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Major corporations dropping diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that promote the queer trans agenda and racism. Uber's one of the latest. The ride-hailing service has removed the DEI section from its 2024 annual report filed last month. The parent company of Jack Daniel's Bourbon says it will no longer take part in the Human Rights Campaign's Corporate Equality Index. It ranks companies according to how hard they push the queer trans agenda. This is SRN News. A SpaceX capsule docks at the International Space Station, delivering the replacements for NASA's two stuck astronauts. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will show the new crew the details of the space station and then head back to planet Earth.
Wilmore and Williams expected to be gone just a week when they launched on Boeing's first astronaut flight last June. But the Starliner capsule had so many problems that NASA insisted it come back empty. Wilmore and Williams will return to Earth aboard the SpaceX capsule. They've both spent 9 months in space.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Well, a delivery driver is $50 million richer. It follows a lawsuit after he was seriously burned. A Starbucks drink spilled in his lap at a California drive-thru. The lawsuit said that the lid was not secured on the cup. More details at SRNnews.com.